my song shall rise to thee.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hands of Relief. Now, that is not ironic. She has touched ministries, and you have hands ministry.
That's right.
Exactly.
Do you want to know something? When I was 14 years old, I did not know about Jesus. But I said, okay, if I ever find out there is a God, I will tell all the world. Well, I had a dream, a vision in the night, and I wrote it up. I can show it to you. I wrote this little booklet when I was 14. And as I woke up, I saw written on a piece of paper, thou shalt lend out a hand.
Ooh, wow. Nice.
True story. Thou shalt lend out a hand. And now I'm getting to talk with a guy in charge of the hand ministries there.
Exactly. This is special. This is nice.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Tell us what you do, Shem.
So basically, Hands of Relief is an organization that is focused on two main things. We give relief and we empower mainly women and widows and vulnerable women who are in the community around us. So basically what we do is we try and focus on the challenges that they are going through and try to address them per household, per family, and trying to improve them from where they are to somewhere where they can take care of themselves, per se.
Now, are you African?
Yes, I'm African.
Okay, because for a second there, I thought you sounded like an Indian.
Oh, really? Maybe it's my accent. I have a heavy accent.
I want to tell you, I come all the way from Calcutta just to talk to you, Shem.
No, that sounded Indian. That sounded really Indian.
That sounded really Indian.
Shem is an amazing man of God who really pours his life into his people. Part of what our organization does is try to find other small organizations who don't have assistance from outside assistance, who are working diligently to try to help their own. And Shem's the most excellent example of anyone I've met who's working very, very hard in the name of Jesus to bring relief to his people. It's really beautiful the way he works with these people.
Well, you know, go ahead. You want to say something, Shem?
So basically, what we focus on is the widows and the vulnerable girls. We have been in existence for 10 years now, nearly 10 years now. We are turning 10 as an organization. We started way back in 2016. And we are mainly situated in Nakuru, which is in Kenya, the eastern part of Africa.
Well, I tell you, I want to know, Shem, you know, you kind of think it's obligatory. If you live in Africa, then, of course, you got to know Jesus. But that's not necessarily true, is it? At what age did you come to really have a born-again experience to know that Jesus was, in fact, your Lord and Savior, Shem?
Okay. My relationship with Jesus started way back because I was born into a family of a pastor. My dad is a pastor, and we were raised in accordance with the word of God. And so I grew up in church, but my major turnaround came at around when I was around probably 11 and 10. That is when I had a real encounter with Christ, and I started having a deep relationship with him. And since then, I have transitioned into trying to push more into serving his people. And that's why I started this organization. So basically all my life I grew up in church, but the main connection and main that deep connection with Christ came around maybe 10 or 11 years old.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. How old are you now? 37?
No, I'm 42 now.
42. Okay, that was a pretty good, pretty good guess since I can't see you, right?
Yeah, true, that was true, good. True.
Yeah.
I've got a question, Holly. What specifically are you doing in there, in Africa? I know God's doing great things, and I know you did a lot of preparation before you went there. What is going on, and what are your plans for accomplishing in Africa now? That's my first question. And second question, I'll ask afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I really feel that God very much has called me in this particular trip to bring a message of his mercy and his love to these women and to the children that we meet who largely don't feel like they have a sense of value in a society. You know, they struggle with things that other people don't struggle with. So that's part of what we're doing, and we're doing a lot of trainings right now. I'll let Shem talk. He's a little clear on what we're doing.
Let me chip in on the part of the activities that we do. So basically, in our organization, we have an approach where when we go into a family, we use five interventions. So there's an identification of a family that is going through something, and that is done by our community relief volunteers. After that, we do something we call an assessment. So we go to the families, assess, and see whatever challenges they are going through and the type of need that they have and try to figure out how we can address it. After that, we do something we call a relief intervention. This is where we try to address the immediate basic needs, which include giving them food, clothes, shoes, scholastic material, maybe sanitary pads for the little girls who need it. And then after that, for the fourth visit that we make, it's when we have come up with a rough idea of what kind of empowerment that we can undertake in that family that can boost them to sustain themselves so that they are not really dependent on other on other people or on donations and stuff. So basically, in matters empowerment, we have three, but now for this month, we have a fourth project. The first project that we had was conical gardens. This is where we plant greens and
onions.
Yeah, onions. Basically, food stuff that families in the community need. And number two, we have.
Tell them a little bit more about the conical gardens.
Well, the conical gardens are like cylindrical, multi-level structures that we set up in the families. One structure can hold around 60 kales, 60 plants.
Kale, spinach, yes, and onions.
Yes. And then we put two in each family. And it really needs a really small amount of care a really small amount of
water.
Yes, to take care of it.
Which is a very big issue for a lot of these women because they don't have running water. They have to go and get water. So to individually water plants takes a lot, especially when it gets hot and dry.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if we put two in a house or two in a family, that will give them like 120, which is
120 plants. Yeah.
Yes, which is enough supply for them, and it lasts from 9 to 12 months. And then at least we have taught them on how to do them themselves so they can sustain themselves that way.
They can also sell what they don't eat, they can sell. And so they can provide for their own family, which is really important.
Wonderful.
Yes. And then for the second empowerment intervention that we have is the liquid soap making. This is whereby we teach the women who vulnerable on and widows on how to make liquid soap. These they sell around the community and to their neighbors. So we teach them on how to make it and then give them financial skills and tips on how they can go about reinvesting into that to make sure that they can continue doing it even after we graduate that family from the project. And then number three, we have the relief care basket.
Solar. Yes. We're doing the solar.
Yeah. And right now we have two more projects that are coming up, which is the solar.
We're doing teaching them how to do sun drying their produce for preservation.
Yes. For this, it will help because for the families that we have set up the conical gardens for, they will, if they get excess, and most of the time they do, now they can dry their produce and keep them for later use or later sale when it's needed. And then for the last one, we have started the beadwork project whereby we teach the women and the widows on how to take care, on how to make bead products.
Jewelry.
So that they can sell. And we are coming up with structures where we train them on making them.
So these women, what you find in places like Kenya and many other places, women often are found without education, like many of the males. And especially once they start having children, it's very difficult for them to be able to provide for their children if their husband goes away looking for work or for their husband dies. And so we're trying to find ways to empower these women to be able to provide for their own and not have to resort to alternative means to try to feed their children. It's Shem works so well with these women.
Do you mean like sell their bodies for prostitution?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's women who have those health issues because of the choices that they didn't want to make, but they had no choice to make.
Yeah. Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
I don't know.